I watched a movie a few weeks ago, and I know that several of you saw it also because as I was waiting for the 7 o'clock show, a half dozen or more of you were exiting the 4:50 show. The movie was entitled October Baby, a remarkably well-done film that depicted a young woman, Hannah, who learns that her premature birth and subsequent medical problems were due to her being an abortion survivor. Her mother had attempted to abort her and her twin brother, and although her brother died, she survived. She was quickly adopted by another couple who loved her and sustained her life. And in this movie, you see played out the beauty of the gift of life and the tremendous power of forgiveness and the enduring influence of love. Hannah came to see that her life had value. It was a life that she could embrace, not reject, and that with her life she could choose to forgive. She came to realize that in embracing her life and in forgiving her mother, she could love as God would love. Jesus has shown us that the greatest act of love possible is the willingness to forgive one another to the point of death, forgiving that others might live. That is what his life was all about, loving us so completely, forgiving us so totally that we would have life which would endure forever. Do we really want to have such life and have it to the full? Then let us forgive each other. Let us forgive from the heart. This is not easy. It can be the work of a lifetime. Sometimes we forgive in increments, little by little, given our human frailty, but forgive we must. This will be a test of our character. It will require the development of virtue. It will grow with practice, but we must practice it every day. Do we really want to forgive from the heart? If we do, then let us embrace life as it unfolds before us, with all its imperfections and uncertainties. Have you ever thought of that? To really forgive, we must embrace life, not reject it. Those who refuse to at least try to forgive, they reject life. They reject their lives. They reject their histories. They reject the people who have come into their lives. To embrace life requires great courage, great faith. Talk to couples who practice natural family planning and you will see that courage and that faith, that openness to human life. If we embrace life, then God can work his will in us by freeing us to love. Hannah, in the movie October Baby, discovered that to truly love and be loved, she had to embrace her life as it had unfolded, as it was given her, with all its tragedy, imperfections, and limitations. She couldn't reject those who had been put into her life. She couldn't reject them. She couldn't forgive them, but she could forgive them and love them. Her love consisted in offering forgiveness. It is in loving and forgiving in this way that she embraced her life, and she embraced it fully. Her story is a reflection of the life of Jesus, who, as we heard today in the gospel, has commanded us to love in this way.